proudly presents The John Morris Show, Baylor University, where light shine bright. This is The John Morris Show on ESPN Central Texas, the flagship station for the Baylor Bears.
Finds the open man, Matt Meyer, faked the shot, didn't take it, drives in, his banker is no good. Vital, the offensive rebound and put back.
Mark Vital is playing as a man possessed. He made a great pass there to Matt Meyer. He should have shot the three. Meyer passed it up, take a tougher look, and Vital right there to clean it up.
Yeah, I had to play as hard as I can. As you know, Andre Emmett passed away, and he was a real close friend of mine. So when I came in here, I felt all the energy, and you know, I felt like it was energy from him. And I just had to show up and play as hard as I could.
The John Morris Show is also brought to you by Amanda Cunningham, Coldwell Banker Apex Realtor, by the Baylor Club at McLean Stadium, and by D'Amore Fine Jewelers, 4541 West Waco Drive, where Waco gets engaged.
I thought offensively we played a lot better second half than we did first half, but I thought first half we really guarded well. And when you play great defense, it allows you to stay in games and until the offense comes around.
Stay connected with the Voice of the Bears on Twitter, on Instagram, and on Snapchat at Voice of Bears.
Second one rims out, no good. Won't matter. Rebound Tech. Baylor has come into Lubbock and snapped the Red Raiders' 15-game home court winning streak. The Baylor Bears are 2-0 in Big 12 conference play. They are 12-1 on the season. The Bears win in Lubbock over Texas Tech, 57-52, the final score.
Now, from the Petty Clinic Low T Studio, here's the voice of the Bears, John Morris.
Hi, and welcome to John Morris Show on this Wednesday morning. Glad you're with us back in studio. Garrett Ross at the Control Center. Glad you're with us. Highlight cuts courtesy of the Baylor Sports Network from Learfield IMG College. Baylor basketball, the big win in Lubbock last night over the Red Raiders, 57-52. Heard from Mark Vital, who was on with us post-game, and Coach Drew post-game as well. Big, big win for the Bears on the road in a really tough environment last night in Lubbock.
Yeah, it was a good game. I caught the second half of it when I got home, and Baylor did all the things that they did the dirty work. They went ahead and they got the boards, you know, the things that you needed to take care of. I think that's what really helped them get that victory, especially when you go on the road and you're in an environment like that. Care of the little things will ultimately add up and help you get that victory.
And it was a tough environment. It really was. It was a sold-out crowd. 15,098 was the announced attendance last night. That is a sellout in United Supermarkets Arena, and they were into it. And they had a really good student turnout for the game last night. Classes don't begin at Tech, they said, until January 18th. So they're still a ways away from being back in school. But they had a huge student turnout. They give them seats in one of the end zones, at one end of the court. And really good seats down low. Maybe both end lines. I don't know. The where we were seated, it was off to our left. Maybe it's the other one also. But the students get really good seats, and they were there. They turned out. They were loud, trying to be disruptive last night. And the whole crowd, I mean, when they got going, when they got loud, they got really loud.
Tech fans always seem to show up like that, no matter what sport it is. They're really good about coming out. And in a game like that especially, it's a rivalry. You know. And then you have the two of the premier, two of the three best basketball programs going head-to-head at it. And it was only rightfully so for them to show up and show support, but Baylor took care of business, and that's all we really need to know.
Yeah. Come in with number 4 ranking also, and that'll get your opponents revved up for sure. Tech number 22 in the nation this week. Tech had won 15 straight at home going back to last season, so the Bears snapped that streak last night. They had won 10. Tech had won 10 straight conference games going back to last season. You remember they won the Big 12 last year, and Baylor ended that streak. And it was just, scratch and claw, bare knuckles, rock fight is the term that's going around these days. You know, just a tough, gritty game, defensive-oriented. And Baylor, you know, they really held their own even in that environment.
I think one thing that stood out to me, and I didn't realize it until this morning, is Coach Drew is 4-3 against Coach Beard. And I think the reason that caught me off guard was probably because Tech has had so much, you know, attention over the past couple of years. Rightfully so. They deserved
sure,
it.
Really good.
But, you know, that kind of deflected from the success that Baylor has had against them, in my perspective. But I thought that was a really neat stat line.
Yeah, really good. Great win for the Bears. 57-52 was the final. Baylor out-rebounded Tech 44-25 on the night. That was a big part of the win. Baylor had 14-8 advantage in second chance points.
That was key.
That was really key.
Really key.
One of the first things Coach Drew mentioned post-game. So that was really big. Mark Vidal was big. 8 points, 13 rebounds, 3 steals. Freddie Gillespie, a point away from a double-double. In fact, he was shooting a free throw to get to 10 points, and it would have been 10 points and 10 rebounds, but he missed it. So 9 and 10 for him. Davion Mitchell, 14 points. Tough night again for Jared Butler. He's just a marked man now and gets a lot of attention from the opponents, and he had 5 points in the game last night.
I know, watching it, man, down the end, I was like, I thought Baylor was – They were trying to give it away. It seemed like Tech made that comeback, and Bandu just I don't know if the moment like what it was, but he had those two crucial mistakes there.
Yeah.
At the end, and I was like, man, please don't throw this away. Don't throw this game away.
Well, let me say this: on one of those, you're talking about that charging call late.
Yes.
Yes, one of those unbelievably, I think, bad call. Mm-hmm. He was running down the floor. I can't remember who was with him. Maybe Jamias Ramsey. And, you know, officials will call flops on teams this year. And we thought that's what was coming, a flop on Jamias Ramsey. Instead, it was a charge on Bandu. And that one just, again, you know, I'm never going to sit and just, abuse referees or complain about that. It's all part of the game. Things even out. But this one, I just thought they missed because they were running. Both of them were running at full speed, and to call charge on that play. And it was Doug Sermons, who's a really good official.
Right.
Worked the Final Four last year, and he's a really good official. But I just thought that one, and it came at, like you said, a real crucial time.
Yeah, it was that play, and then the one forget the player's name, but he had the ball on the perimeter, and the player went behind him. He thought he was going to shoot a three.
Oh, yeah.
And got blocked just but not being aware of your surroundings. And that was just an unnecessary shot to even attempt in the first place. But, yeah, they were able to hold on, but, man, it looks sketchy there for a second.
I mean, Tech was not going to go away. I mean, they had the home court advantage, and that was really big. And Baylor just was able to – I thought Baylor was really tough, mentally tough, last night in the game last night.
I mean, I think that also goes back to, like we mentioned yesterday, is that schedule. They've been placed in numerous situations to prepare them to be mentally tough. I think at this point, no team can throw anything at them that they haven't seen yet. And that just being that prepared helps you in situations like last night.
Yeah. You got that Matt Rhule. You got that Scott Drew that we can use?
Yeah, I got Drew.
Current Baylor basketball coach. Scott Drew. So here is Coach Drew last night with us post-game, courtesy of the Baylor Sports Network from Learfield IMG College, after the Bears' 57-52 win over Tech in Lubbock.
We're joined by Baylor head coach Scott Drew. Post-game coach's interview is brought to you by Alliance Bank. It's your bank. Coach, kind of like you thought it might be, a game in the 50s, just grind it out, really tough defensive game tonight. You guys were tough-minded enough to find a way to win this evening.
Well, just like Alliance Bank, you got to be tough. I know that they've got a new building going up on 84, and I just saw it, and we were solid down the stretch from the standpoint we turned it over. There were some charging calls and other calls that we'll go back and look and see what happened, but we never lost our poise, and we never got rattled to where it led to where you get an inbound turnover and they get another quick bucket or something. So we really did a great job, and I thought the win on the road, you're going to have to overcome a lot. And really proud how the guys subbed in, subbed out, knew their roles, and then I thought defensively we kept them on the toes the last couple minutes, and that's only because our guys could execute to do that. So we knew it was going to be a rock fight. First one to 60, we knew definitely probably win, but this came down to me. I thought big thing was the offensive second chance points. We won by 5, and we out-rebounded them by 6, or second chance points out by 6. So at the
end of the day, it's those little things that end up being the big difference. And I thought offensively we played a lot better second half than we did first half. But I thought first half we really guarded well. And when you play great defense, it allows you to stay in games and until the offense comes around.
That's it. I mean, that's your foundation, isn't it? The defense. We saw it against Texas. We've seen it earlier this year. We certainly saw it on display tonight.
Well, I mean, you had the number 13 defense and versus the number 7 or 9, whatever both of us were going in. And we knew anything you could get in transition would be huge. And then second chance points. I mean, I thought Mark or Freddie had 7 and Mark had 4, and that was a big difference for us.
Coach, you never got rattled, like you said. I mean, a sellout crowd here, a really loud crowd supporting Tech. They'd won 15 in a row at home, but your guys handled that really well.
Well, and that's a Big 12 game for you. I mean, most arenas you go to are sold out and real loud, and it's hard to communicate, and the momentum they give the home fans. And people say, well, really, does a crowd matter? And I always say, first of all, you help officials see things clear, and they always would like help. But the second thing is kind of like every time anybody ever does a workout, if you hire a trainer, they give you that extra energy, that extra motivation to do more. Otherwise, you wouldn't hire them. And it's the same thing with a crowd. You get a crowd, it really it allows you to overcome fatigue and press through things, and it definitely affects communication for the other team.
How about your rebounding total? You out-rebounded Tech 44-25 and 17-10 on the offensive glass.
Well, and again, that was the difference in the game. I thought the thing that probably surprised me the most was our 20 turnovers, because I thought we would be much more solid with the ball. I think Tech did a great job with only 13 turnovers against our defense, and that would be one area where I would have been surprised coming in. But I thought, again, for the most part, we did a great job. And tell you what, you exert so much energy and you play so hard on defense. I mean, it shows. Like, look at the free throw shooting, 9-for-17 for us, 5-for-12 for them. And I think that fatigue comes in there. And Mark hit some big free throws, 4-for-8 and 13-and-8. And I know you're getting ready to talk to him, so he was huge in first half especially. He did a great job leading guys that have played their first Big 12 road game and helping them overcome some adversity.
Big win on the road, Coach, and back on the road this Saturday. Let's go to Lawrence. How about that?
Sounds great. Let's go to bed first.
Coach, thanks very much.
Coach Scott Drew, postgame with us last night following the 57-52 win over the Red Raiders, pushes Baylor to 12-1 on the season, their 11th straight win. Now 2-0 in Big 12 play. Coach Drew didn't want to, he knew it was coming quick enough. You don't want to think Kansas until you have to. So enjoy that just a little bit. And then we flew back last night. Great to be on the team charter. Coming back last night, we landed Waco Regional about 12:45 last night. And so not bad. I mean, you after a win like that, you almost don't need a plane to get home. But it was great to get back last night. And the guys in class this morning.
And you got plenty of reps with these late nights lately.
Not too
You're
many.
Getting plenty of practice.
Too many. And like I say, after a win, hey, it's great. Yeah. I feel good. I popped right out of bed this morning. You know, you
just no doubt.
You just feel better after a win. So that was a good one for the Bears. Now on to Lawrence to play Kansas coming up on Saturday. All right, tonight Kansas plays at Iowa State. That's a big one. That's a tough trip to go into Ames, Hilton Coliseum, Kansas number 3 in the nation. They play there tonight at 7. Now, be aware that game is on Big 12 Now on ESPN+. So if you have a subscription to that, that's the only place you can find that game TV-wise, certainly the radio broadcast from KU and Iowa State. But Big 12 Now on ESPN+ at 7 o'clock tonight for third-ranked Kansas at Iowa State. Also tonight at 8 o'clock, Oklahoma plays at Texas. That is on ESPN2 tonight at 8 from Austin. All right, take a break. When we come back, a little bit later, we'll visit with Glenn Moore, Baylor softball coach. Why do we talk to Coach Moore in January? Well, they've got a big coaching clinic coming up this weekend. We'll let him give you details. Plus, he and his family jumped out of a perfectly good airplane here recently. And the question is why? Why would you ever do that? Good airplane? Why are you jumping out?
I think it'd be fun.
Oh.
You wouldn't do it?
I sort of do, but I don't think I could make myself do it. I really don't.
I think I'm probably we get to the point where it's time to jump and just panic and back out of it.
You mean I jump? Like jump out?
They're going to have to push
that.
Me.
Yeah, exactly. So we'll talk to Coach Moore about that in just a few minutes. Let's talk Matt Rhule, the new Carolina Panthers head coach. When we come back, stay with us. John Morris Show, off and running on a Wednesday. Brought to you by Baylor University, where lights shine bright. Also by D'Amore Fine Jewelers. They're at 4541 West Waco Drive.
Where Waco gets engaged.
Wake up, Waco. It's time for your financial update with the team from Lovett & Associates. Here with us today is Eric Lovett. Eric, you've made an offer for the book Income Allocation. Why does this financial model and structure for our assets make so much sense for today's retiree?
Let's go back and talk about how you've always done things till the time you retire. You have always, first and foremost, had an income plan. Your paycheck is your income plan. What you save after your bills, that is your investment plan. Typically, no one has an investment plan or an asset allocation without first working and having a paycheck. Check as an income plan. Here's the misstep. Wall Street and the lump sum we built up in our investment plan lead us to believe that at a specific age or a certain dollar amount, it's okay to abandon our income plan, leave the paycheck behind and replace it with only our investment plan. Do you feel comfortable relying on your investments not to falter? Are you confident in the asset allocation investment plan that has never supported you suddenly providing everything that your paycheck has until this point? Everything and more, because every day is Saturday in retirement. Income allocation works by showing you exactly what you will need, how much you will have to take from your retirement investment accounts to replace that paycheck. It is very specific. It is contractual and mathematical. It prioritizes your highest needs in retirement. It's exactly what we do here at Lovett & Associates, and we do it every day. We've helped so many people around the community. They'll come and visit with us. They don't think they can retire. They think they need to work another 5 or 10 years. And then we show them how we can use income allocation. And it is the most gratifying thing when I tell them that they can retire sooner than they thought.
Call now and request your complimentary income allocation retirement portfolio design and the book Income Allocation. 254-870-6800. That's 254-870-6800.
Security and advisory services offered through Cetera Advisors, LLC. Member FINRA, SIPC, a broker-dealer, and a registered investment advisor. Cetera is under separate ownership from any other entity. Investments in securities do not offer a fixed rate of return. Principal yield and or share price will fluctuate with changes in market conditions. And when sold or redeemed, you may receive more or less than originally invested. No system or financial planning strategy can guarantee future results.
Direct phone number to reach Lovett & Associates is 254-751-1256.
Hi, my name is Dave DeRozier, General Manager of Freddie Kish's Complete Car Care Center, voted number one in Waco since 2002. It's time to start thinking about winterizing your vehicle. Have you checked your wiper blades, your coolant protection, your battery, your tire conditions? How about your tire pressure? How about that spare tire that everybody forgets about? Let us check these worries off your list before taking that holiday vacation with your family at Freddie Kish's Complete Car Care Center, where your troubles are our business. Dedicated to serving you since 1998, located at 5300 Franklin Avenue in Waco. Come and see us and tell them Dave sent you.
Hello, this is Hatch Bailey, president of Wilkerson Hatch Bailey Funeral Home in Waco with funerals and cremations. We want to wish you safe, healthy, happy holidays and new year.
Wilkerson Hatch Bailey Funeral Home wants to congratulate the Fighting Green and Gold on a great season and are looking forward to the 2020 season. Wilkerson Hatch Bailey Funeral Home are so proud of the good old green and gold.
Have you been tagged yet again in an engagement ring photo? Are hints being dropped all around you? Rest assured, D'Amore Fine Jewelers has been rescuing men seeking the perfect ring for over 25 years. Come in with a picture of her dream ring and we'll make it a reality. With our 5-year financing, custom design team, and selection of diamonds, we'll make the whole process fun and enjoyable. D'Amore Fine Jewelers on West Waco Drive.
When we moved to Texas, we were like fish out of water. We didn't know anyone in our neighborhood until our Texas Farm Bureau insurance agent came to the house. She was so helpful and reassuring, a friendly face with that Texan hospitality I'd heard about. When we purchased a Texas Farm Bureau insurance policy, we knew we were making the right choice. We knew our family would be protected.
Visit Texas Farm Bureau Insurance today at tfbinsurance.com to find an insurance agent who's a true neighbor. Coverage and discounts are subject to qualifications and policy terms and may vary by situation.
A championship decision in business is partnering with Sean Hunt and UBO Business Services. With their 94% first-time fix rate, they leave their copier service competitors in the dust. Call Sean today at 772-1600, UBO Business Services.
Back with us, John Morris Show on this Wednesday morning. John Morris, Garrett Ross in studio. brought to you by Amanda Cunningham, Caldwell Banker, Apex Realtor. Search Amanda on Facebook. Get her contact information, success stories, lots of information there. Check it out on Facebook. Just search Amanda Cunningham, Caldwell Banker, Apex Realtor. All right, I was in Lubbock all day yesterday, but that didn't stop the texts and the phone calls and the conversation about Coach Rhule making the decision, making it public that he's leaving Baylor, headed to become the head coach of the Carolina Panthers.
I think I wish him the best. I think that, and like we just said off air, I feel like the making the transition to the NFL for him, I think it'll be easier going to Carolina. It's a smaller market. He's getting – they're going to – work with him to get what he wants in place and let him do things his way. I think it's just easier where if he was to go to New York, everything he does, every little mistake, because there's going to be learning curves along the way. So every little mistake he would make up there would be blown out of proportion. Everything he would do would be under a microscope. Here, you can go, you could slowly build your resume up and then work your way up to eventually, if you wanted to take that job, then you would have an established platform in Carolina.
Yeah. Well, they wanted him for sure. Carolina really set their sights on Matt Rhule. In fact, they didn't bring him into Carolina for an interview. They came here to Waco, as you probably know by now, probably seen some tape and interviews. Garrett found this on the Carolina Panthers website. They had a full camera crew that was here at the Rhule's house yesterday. So here is part of that on the Panthers website. Caroline Cann, who works for the Panthers, talking to Coach Rhule.
Right opportunity. What is it that makes Carolina that right opportunity?
Well, I just think throughout the entire process, getting to know Mr. Tepper, getting to know Marty, it was very clear that things were going to be done the right way, that they were not looking for a quick fix, but instead they were looking for sustained excellence. They were looking for a coach who was going to come in and build a program, and that's all I really believe in. It's not to me about, you know, rising and falling day after day. It's about putting a process in place that guarantees that you're going to be successful in the long run, and then having the guts, having the toughness to stick to it through good times and bad. And when I listened to them talk, that's what they were looking for, and that's really all I believe in, and it just seemed like the right fit.
All right, Matt Rhule from yesterday. It's on the website, Carolina Panthers. They'll have his introductory press conference today. It looks like 2 p.m. Eastern time, so 1 o'clock Central time for the introductory press conference for Coach Matt Rhule and the Carolina Panthers. Probably on their website, don't you think, Garrett? What is their website?
It is panthers.com.
Easy enough?
Yeah, pretty simple. Let's see. And there should be a link. Yeah, you can go and listen. You can follow the link at will be 1 p.m. our time, 2
gotcha.
p.m. Eastern, and you can go listen to the press conference.
All right, so Coach Rhule hired by the Panthers and headed that way. Hear me when I say this. I appreciate Coach Rhule, what he did here. It's three short years. Wish it could have been longer. But, man, look at what he did. Look at the shape the program was in when he took over. And I don't want to discount Jim Grobe the 1 year he was here also. Jim Grobe did a tremendous job that 1 year, but then handed things off to Coach Rhule. Credit Mack Rhodes for identifying Coach Rhule, hiring him, getting him here. 3 years to go from 1-11 to 7-6 to 11-3, compete for the conference championship this year, play in the Sugar Bowl. That's just a huge meteoric rise in the program. And again, it's not Coach Rhule. It's he and his staff and the players they recruited, and the players got it done on the field. And I don't have any. Maybe others disagree with me, but I don't have any ill will toward him at all. Mac did everything he could to extend the contract of Coach Rhule. In fact, did extend it back in September. So Baylor wasn't caught sleeping on this at all. Mac was proactive in all of that, did everything he could to keep Coach Rhule. But it's just obvious he wanted to coach in the NFL, and he had this great opportunity. And the money is really good. Hard to say no to, but I don't think it was all about money. I think it was more about the opportunity to coach in the NFL. But I would also say this. Again, I wish him all the best and thank him for his hard work and everything he did when he was here. But I would say this. When there's a head coaching change, whether it's a coach leaving on his own volition or whether a coach is fired, that affects a lot of people. It's not just Coach Rhule's family. It is every one of the assistant coaches, their families, support people that are specifically with Baylor football. That affects a lot of people. And that hits hard because these are people that we work with, mm-hmm. that we know, that we appreciate. We know their families. You get to know their families when they're here. And all of a sudden, you know, you think about the assistant football coaches, you know, not really by their choice. And maybe some of them will stay, and hopefully that'll be the case. But a lot of them have got to go look for a new job now.
Yeah, that's like, everything you said is correct. But at the same time, I think that they were all aware. I don't think any of the coaches on the staff were caught off guard by this. So I'm pretty sure they had a plan in place to look forward, you know, because you don't want to be caught off guard. Nobody wants to be caught off guard in a situation like that. And you're right. Everybody can have their own opinion. But I think that to hold anything against Coach Rule for making this decision is selfish. And you shouldn't really do that, because if you put yourself in that position or your family in that position, you would do the exact same thing probably 99% of the time.
Right.
So I just wish him the best. And I hope he has success, and it'll be interesting to see what he does with that organization.
Yeah. So good luck to Coach Rule. And yeah, I know Mac is working really hard already, probably has been for a while, on hiring the new head coach for Baylor football. And that's a really good job. I mean, this has become a really good place to work in Baylor athletics, and the football job is one of the premier jobs in this conference and in the nation.
And I think that's key right there, is you might have lost Rule. Baylor, yes, y'all lost Rule, but you still have Mac, okay? And Mac's the one that found Rule.
Yeah.
Mac knows what he's doing. He's going to find somebody. It's going to be fine. You're going to be fine. And like you said, Baylor is now a place that has been established throughout the country as, okay, we can win there. Where for the longest, people avoided it because there was this perception that you couldn't win at Baylor. But at the same time, they're not going to go out and make some – I see somebody talking about, like, well, what about, like, Urban Meyer? You're not going to get nobody like that. You don't want nobody like that, because you got to be careful. You got to – you know, you want somebody to come in that has high integrity, character, that's going to do things the right way, where you don't have to worry about something sneaking up from behind with the accusation of, you know, stuff like we've seen before in previous regimes. And I think that's something that you just got to take into consideration. And this is going to be a process that doesn't – it's not going to happen fast. It's going to be – thorough, and you're going to have the right person put in place.
Yeah, and I trust Mac. I really do. I mean, he did such a great job identifying Matt Rule, getting him here, and I have complete faith in Mac mm-hmm. Rhodes. So it's going to turn out well. So I wish Coach Rule nothing but the best. Thanks for his time here at Baylor and the success of Baylor football over the last 3 years, and wish him nothing but the best in the NFL with the Carolina Panthers. All right, let's take a break. On the other side, we will connect with Glenn Moore, Baylor softball coach. They've got a big clinic coming up this weekend. Plus, Glenn, he could write that paper, you know, what I did over Christmas vacation.
Right.
For he and Janice and the family, and it would be pretty interesting, I think. So we'll visit with Coach Glenn Moore when we come back. Stay with us. John Morris Show, brought to you by Baylor University, where lights shine bright.
Bombarolo's Pizza, a Waco tradition since 1969 and consistently voted best pizza in Waco. With two locations to serve you, one on Valley Mills Drive and one in Hewitt. Bombarolo's Pizza, open Monday through Friday with lunch specials. You can find out more at www.pomparolos.com. Whether you dine in, carry out, drive through, or order online, it's Bombarolo's Pizza. Best pizza in Waco, best pizza on earth.
Okay, so what's the most important part about your house? Nope, it's not that bar or the theater room with that sound system. Think about it. The most important thing is your roof. It has to withstand all that Mother Nature can throw your way, so it makes sense to have the best. McAdams & Sons Roofing is your first choice when it comes to protecting that valuable asset. Experienced professionals using only the best materials. So for new construction, re-roofs, repairs, or remodels, for composition and metal roofs, think McAdams & Sons Roofing first. And now McAdams & Sons Roofing is installing seamless gutters to give your home a bright new look and added value. McAdams & Sons Roofing will come out and take a look at your roof and handle all the insurance process for you. Don't let any fly-by-night company look at your roof. Let a real professional you trust do the work. Put McAdams & Sons over 40 years experience to work for you. Check it out at McAdamsRoofing.com. That's McAdamsRoofing.com. Or give them a call today at 254-799-2949. Because you don't want a kid with your house's lid.
Waco Custom Marketplace is your home for holiday favorites, for parties and time with the family, including various specials available in-store and online, including these customer favorites: choice beef tenderloin, boneless pit ham, whole smoked turkey, and prime rib roast. There's a ribeye gift box with four ribeyes and steak butter for $55. Steak and lobster box for the same price with two lobster tails and two bacon-wrapped fillets. New York strip or bacon-wrapped fillet gift box for $45 with four pieces of New York strip or bacon-wrapped fillets and steak butter. There's the fall snack gift box with summer sausage, split horn, and jalapeno cheese, and salted crackers. Add two bacon-wrapped fillets. It's $45. And the holiday bundle gift box with two ribeyes, two bacon-wrapped fillets, two New York strip steaks for just $60. Double the amount. Get $10 off. Order online or call in advance to ensure availability or drop by Waco Custom Marketplace, 425 Lake Air Drive in Waco.
Myatt Fuels. You call, we haul is a high-quality fuel and lubricant distribution company based out of Clifton and West. Myatt Fuels provides our local area with a wholesale delivery of on-road diesel, off-road, farm diesel, gasoline, and non-ethanol. Myatt Fuels has been in Central Texas for several years and based their success on the company's values, integrity, and commitment to their clients with superior service and dedication. Call Nick at Myatt Fuels with all your off-road, farm, on-road, and gasoline delivery needs. Now available non-ethanol gasoline. Call 675-8107 Myatt Fields or look them up on Facebook.
ESPN Radio Sports Center.
I'm your boy Q with your ESPN Central Texas Sports Center update. Enjoy comfort that's built to last with the new Train heating and cooling system. Visit traininfo.com to find your local dealer. It's hard to stop a Train. Former Baylor head coach Matt Rhule sat down with R. Davis Smoke on Tuesday to discuss the Carolina Panthers head coaching job and why now was the right time for him to go to the NFL.
Well, it was just a great opportunity. I felt really good about the ownership and leadership, and that's been my biggest thing. You know, is I have a great relationship with Mac Roach, with Dr. Livingstone. I didn't want to trade that in for one that I didn't feel good about. And the feeling I had about David Tepper, the owner, about Marty Herney, the general manager, I felt like this was the right place and right time.
To hear the complete interview, go to CentexSportsFan.com under podcast. Fourth-ranked Baylor basketball picked up a 57-52 win over 22nd-ranked Texas Tech in Lubbock Tuesday night. Mark Votto was a key to Baylor's success with 8 points, 13 rebounds, and 3 steals.
Sports Center every 20 minutes, only on ESPN Central Texas. This is the John Morris Show, proudly presented by Baylor University, where light shine bright. Now, back to today's JMO Radio Show. Here's the voice of the Bears, John Morris.
Back with us, John Morris, Garrett Ross in studio. Pleased you're with us on this Wednesday morning, and we welcome in the highly successful softball coach at Baylor University. Coach Glenn Moore joins us. Why are we talking to Coach Moore in January? Well, we'll talk to him any time of the year. It's always fun. Coach, good morning to you. How are you?
Good morning. I'm doing okay. I sound terrible, but I'm doing okay.
I think you got a good, deep kind of radio DJ voice going this morning.
Yeah, I got a little bass in there and drank a half a bottle of NyQuil last night, like many people are right now this time of year, and got the after effects of that.
NyQuil, that'll do the trick. It'll knock you out. Knocks me out, man, when I take that at night.
You feel it the whole next day, too.
Yeah, that's exactly right. Hey, one reason we wanted to have you on and appreciate your time is you've got a big clinic coming up this weekend. Tell us about that.
Yeah, we do. This is we do a coaches clinic on Friday and talk a little bit about that. But the players clinic is our prospect camp on Saturday. We have about 130 kids, very highly sought after prospects coming to Waco to show us their stuff and have a little clinic with them and play some games out at River Bend. And we do that each year. It's our most valuable clinic. We're always a little nervous because of weather. It looks like it's going to be cold, but hopefully sunny, and we'll get those games in that we need to and that clinic in on Saturday. So, we've got kids coming from both coasts, flying into Waco, and going to have some great talent. So if anybody wants to bundle up and come out and watch some softball, we'll be playing on 5 fields out there and do a clinic. Games start around 2:00 in the afternoon.
All right. Go ahead. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
And then our clinic is on Friday, our coach's clinic. There's no more room in the player's clinic. We had about 45 on our waiting list, but our coach's clinic's wide open. So any coaches listening to this, it's a great coach's clinic with a lot of big names. You got Steve Hoot Jonagan talking about catching, and our entire staff, Coach Lumley, Coach Newman, Coach Brown, Leah Brown's new to our staff, All-American from UMHB, and Brittany Newman, three-time All-American national team pitcher, and myself and Coach Lumley, Steph Hastings, All-American from LSU, will be in. Then we have some arm care information from our Matt Pachowski and Mary Beth Geyer, our strength and conditioning coach. So a lot of good information starting at 1 p.m. to 8 p.m. on Friday.
Wow, that's great. So is this aimed at high school coaches, other college coaches? I mean, who would this really benefit, the clinic on Friday?
Yeah, it's high school and travel ball coaches, okay. Actually any level from high school down would benefit from this. I think anybody would. Anytime you share information, kind of grow the sport a little bit. We do a lot of we'll talk about pitching and slapping, and we're even going to have our team out that will run through some defensive philosophies for them to show them how we do it and what works for us. And then a lot of dialogue between the participants, the coaches, and those speakers that are up there.
Now, Friday, will that be out in Getterman Stadium, or would that be in the Getterman Indoor?
Friday's in the Getterman Indoor. Okay. If weather permitting, we'll go out on the field to do the defensive philosophies and walk through that. We usually do some drill demos with our team so we can talk about teaching points out there. But our, you know, Getterman Indoor is big enough. We got a full infield in there, so we'll if we need to use that, we'll stay inside.
Gotcha. And if somebody's listening, they say, ooh, I'd like to do that, how do they register? Do they need to register ahead of time? How would they do that?
Two ways. You can register ahead of time and guarantee a meal. That's glenmoresoftballcamps.com. You can go to the Baylor website and find that information, but it's glenmoresoftballcamps.com. Or you can walk up. We'd like to know you're coming.
Right.
It's a little more expensive if you walk up. $65 pre-registration, about $10 more, I think, if you walk up.
Okay. glenmoresoftballcamps.com is the way to pre-register for that. All right, that sounds good. This weekend looks like the weather, you know, like maybe chilly, like you said, but shouldn't be bad. I mean, you don't know what you're going to get here in January, do you?
No, we always worry about that. We used to use the football indoor, but it didn't allow us to evaluate the players as well as we wanted to and play the game, so we moved out to Riverbend. Fortunately, the weather's held out, but it's always a little shaky, makes me a little nervous. We have quite a bit of overhead in our camp, so hopefully it'll hold off. A lot of rain on Friday coming in, but supposed to be out of here and cold on Saturday.
Nice.
Which we kind of anticipate it being cold each year.
Gotcha. Very nice. How are your holidays? Did you get away for a little bit?
Yeah, well, not stayed home mostly. We did make a trip to Louisiana, Mississippi, and then went to the Great Sugar Bowl down in New Orleans. How exciting was that?
Yeah, it was great.
What a great year football had.
Yeah, absolutely. But you did something a little bit unique with your family, didn't you, over Christmas?
Yeah, we did. JC, my sophomore here at Baylor,
right,
has bugged me for years about skydiving.
Oh,
and,
gosh.
And we gave her a skydiving Christmas present. And, man, she is excited. And then I surprised Janice and my wife with one on to go with her.
And was it just those two, or did you jump out of an airplane also?
No, I've got enough excitement in my life.
Oh,
I don't need to,
okay,
as they say, jump out of a perfectly good airplane.
That's what I would say, yes. But you sent your wife and your daughter up in the air to jump out of an airplane. How did they like it?
Loved it. I can't quit talking about it. It was an adrenaline rush. JC said it's the most exciting thing she's ever done in her life, and Janice loved it as well. Both would do it again, they said. So
wow.
A little bit of, that's the crazy two in our family. All the boys in our family, guys in the family, I don't think would do that. Maybe Ty, but he's not as confident as JC is.
But were you there on the ground watching, so you got to see it?
I was certainly more nervous than they were. Got good video of them, and took them up, I think, 17,000 feet and just let them jump, free fall for a minute, and then parachute for four more minutes after that and land on a postage stamp, basically, down on the ground.
Grief.
So guys know what they're doing, and went up above Hillsboro and spent the day, had a great day, and a lot of good pictures.
That's very cool. So JC was the driving force in this. She's the one that has been talking about it, wanted it to happen, and then y'all did that for her as part of Christmas.
Yeah, she's wanted to do it since she's about 6 or 8 years old. And she's the one that during turbulence on the airplane, when I have white knuckles, she's got her hands up in the air like she's riding a roller coaster. So she's a daredevil, and I don't know where she gets that from. Not me.
Now, sometimes you can do these type things, and you can do like a GoPro video on your helmet or something.
Yeah.
Was that an option for this?
Got all that.
Oh, you
got
do? Really?
Got the videos.
Oh.
And, they had a blast, did the whole package.
That's really cool. So now do they push you and Ty? They say, all right, we did it. Now you guys have to do this.
Doesn't matter. Doesn't matter.
It's
I'm not
happening.
Jumping out of an airplane. H.W. Bush jumped out when he was 94. If I live to be 90, I might consider it then.
Oh, my gosh. Unbelievable. And push me out would be the correct term for me. You'd have to push me out of a plane. I don't think I'd do it on my own. I don't think I could.
We had a blast, so it was a lot of fun. Beautiful day, and, great picture. So I'll have to look them up, and I'll send you a few.
Yep, very good. Love it. All right, Glenn, great to catch up with you. Good luck with the clinics coming up this weekend, Coach's Clinic on Friday, and then with the players on Saturday. But the players, that one is completely full, right? No room there.
No room at all. We've got nearly 50 on the waiting list, and now we've got a completely full right now.
Yep, no room in the end for the players to add more players on Saturday. Well, good luck. Hope it goes well. Appreciate the visit. Great to talk to you, and we'll see you soon.
Sick 'em.
Thank you, bud. Appreciate it. Glenn Moore, Baylor softball coach, clinic coming up this weekend for the coaches on Friday. And again, you can pre-register at Glenn Moore Softball Camps. Plural, GlennmoreSoftballCamps.com, and that is on Friday. It begins at 1 o'clock with the welcome, goes until 8 o'clock. And like he said, with all the assistant coaches there and a few others that they'll bring in, it is a full day into the evening of great coaching tips. And really, this is a good time to do it, isn't it? I mean, maybe it seems early. So that'll be, what, January 10th and 11th? But, you know, when the girls come back, I mean, when classes start, they're going to start practice pretty soon after that, and the season starts the middle of February.
Yeah, and a lot of the girls who usually play select ball and everything, that's already over. So this is a good gap between, you know, select ball and when their school ball starts up. So, yeah, it's perfect timing.
Coach Moore knows what he's doing.
Oh, absolutely. He that's why he's got 50 people on a waiting list.
That's
the full
right.
Clinic.
He knows what he's doing. That is really cool. All right, great to visit with him. Appreciate Coach Moore. Again, Glenn Moore Softball Camps. .com to pre-register. Let's take a break. When we come back, the day of the day, some birthdays to share with you, and we'll wrap things up and hand things off to Matt Mosley, top of the hour. Stay with us. John Morris Show, back after this here on ESPN Central Texas.
It's Matt Mosley Show, brought to you by Jim Turner Chevrolet of McGregor, the official Chevy dealer, Baylor Athletic, your Central Texas Chevy truck headquarters. January is a new year for new deals. On 2020 Silverados, great deals on remaining 2019 models, huge rebates, low finance rates combined with our transparent pricing, highest trade allowances, and a huge inventory of new Chevrolets for you to choose from online at TurnerChevy.com. That's Jim Turner Chevrolet of McGregor, the official Chevy dealer of Baylor Athletics.
At Community Bank and Trust, we continue to add new and improved features to our mobile and digital banking systems. Our new person-to-person payment system allows our customers to instantly send money to friends and family, no matter where they bank. Customers using our debit card just log in online, input the friend's cell phone number or email address, and the money will be sent P2P to them. With Community Bank and Trust, enjoy state-of-the-art banking anywhere, anytime, on any device. Member FDIC.
Hi, this is Bambi Eskew from Alan Samuels House of Travel. When was the last time you experienced an adventure that took your breath away? Well, the time is now. Holland American Line and Alan Samuels House of Travel proudly present On Stage Alaska, an exhilarating live performance and stunning visual presentation. You'll discover all the great land has to offer. Towering mountains, ice age glaciers, abundant wildlife, dog sledding, gold panning, and so much more. All in the hands of Alaska's oldest and most respected cruise line company. Holland American Line. On Stage Alaska. Here for a one-night presentation, Tuesday, January 14th at the Waco Hippodrome Theater. Doors will open at 6 p.m., presentation at 6:30. Don't miss this refreshingly different travel show or the opportunity for all the special bonus travel benefits that we will offer. On Stage Alaska. Call Alan Samuels House of Travel today for any questions and to RSVP. 254-776-2560, and we hope to see you there.
Are you in the market for a new home? Are you trying to sell your home? Are you looking to upsize or downsize? You'll need a realtor in your corner that can guide you through anything you'll encounter. Contact Lance Donaldson and the Donaldson Family Team, brokered by eXp Realty. Let them be your go-to source as you search for that perfect home. Call Lance at 254-214-3713 or visit his webpage for the most current listings at www.lancedonaldson.exprealty.com. That's lancedonaldson.exprealty.com.
Southwest Sports Medicine and Orthopedics, the team physicians of Baylor Athletics. Our doctors specialize in the diagnosis and treatment of any and all sports-related injuries. Celebrating over a decade of service to Central Texas, our doctors are equipped to handle a wide range of issues, whether it's your foot or ankle, your hand or wrist, knee and shoulder pain, or you're in need of our arthritis and total joint clinic. Trust the doctors that Baylor trusts. Southwest Sports Medicine and Orthopedics. Our goal is to get you back in the game.
ESPN Radio Sports Center.
I'm your boy Q with your ESPN Central Texas Sports Center update. Enjoy comfort that's built to last with the new Trane heating and cooling system. Visit traininfo.com to find your local dealer. It's hard to stop a Trane. Former Baylor head coach Matt Rhule sat down with R. Davis Smoke on Tuesday to discuss the Carolina Panthers head coaching job and why now was the right time for him to go to the NFL.
Well, it was just a great opportunity. I felt really good about the ownership and leadership. And that's been my biggest thing, you know, is I have a great relationship with Mac Roach, with Dr. Livingstone. I didn't want to trade that in for one that I didn't feel good about. And the feeling I had about David Tepper, the owner, about Marty Herney, the general manager, I felt like this was the right place and right time.
To hear the complete interview, go to CentexSportsFan.com under podcast. Fourth-ranked Baylor basketball picked up a 57-52 win over 22nd-ranked Texas Tech in Lubbock Tuesday night. Mark Votto was a key to Baylor's success with 8 points, 13 rebounds, and 3 steals.
SportsCenter every 20 minutes, only on ESPN Central Texas. To today's JMO Radio Show. Here's the voice of the Bears, John Morris.
Back with us, wrap things up here in the 9 a.m. hour. Hand things off to Matt Mosley coming up next. Matt, from 10 to noon, unnecessary roughness from noon to 3. You make the call 3 to 6. All right here on ESPN Central Texas. Reminder, the Lady Bears leaving town today. They've got a big, big game tomorrow night. Sixth-ranked Baylor women taking on number one UConn tomorrow night in Hartford.
That's two big games. I mean, you got the women playing Connecticut, and then the men turn around and go into Kansas.
That's true.
That's not bad for college basketball.
How about that? And Baylor right smack dab in the middle of it. So, big game for the Lady Bears. We'll talk more about that tomorrow, game day, as they play at UConn coming up tomorrow night. Brought to you in part by the Baylor Club at McLean Stadium. I told you yesterday about that mixology event coming up on Saturday. Well, that is sold out. They are completely full, so you'll have to wait for the next one to come around. They do have family pasta night that is coming up next Tuesday, January 14th. That is 5 to 7. They've got their next new member orientation that comes up next Wednesday, so a week from tonight. It is 5:30 at the Baylor Club, sort of a Baylor Club 101 to assess all your membership needs and answer any questions you have. You know, like if you're a member and you see the pricing, what does that plus plus mean? It's a good question. It's a fair question. It's one I've asked more than once. But they can answer all that at the new member orientation. And that is next Wednesday, beginning at 5:30 at the Baylor Club. Make reservations for that, 254-710-8080. Also, let's see, member dining on Thursday, January 16th, will be relocated to the Suite Lounge for City View Dining with views of downtown Waco and beautiful McLean Stadium. Oh, I know why that is. That's because the Waco Chamber First Pitch Luncheon is next Thursday, January 16th. So the Baylor Club will move their operation during the lunch hour, maybe even more, upstairs to the Suite Lounge. So take a look at that. All of this and much more is on the website at thebaylorclub.com, thebaylorclub.com. For any questions, calls, anything you might need to know or to make reservations, give them a call at 254-710-8080. All right, day of the day today. Garrett tells us today is National Bubble Bath Day.
Seems fitting, a little relaxing.
Very relaxing. It just sounds relaxing. When was the last time you took a bubble bath?
Oh, man. I really don't even remember. But yeah, it'd be very soothing, I can tell you that. What about you?
I've given bubble baths to Truett.
Yeah.
And he's three, so it was probably about age three the last time I had a bubble bath.
That might count. I mean, it's because you get all the suds thrown on you and everything. I know my son throws water on me all the time when I'm talking about that.
So today is National Bubble Bath Day. Celebrate appropriately. National Bubble Bath Day. There are some benefits to a relaxing bubble bath, like relieves congestion in these days when the mountain cedar count is really high.
Are you kidding, man?
Maybe you just get in a tub and let that warm tub around you just help the congestion. Helps ease sore muscles, helps you sleep better too, just relaxing. So there's some benefits, and maybe today's the day. Say, hey, I'm going to have a bubble bath.
Might have to think about that. And
all right. Report back to us tomorrow.
Yeah, we'll report.
All right. National Bubble Bath Day is today. All right. Birthdays of the day. Let's see who we have to pass along to you today. Yeah, looking down the list here. Let's see. Justin Grassi's birthday is today. Justin with Baylor Baseball. So happy birthday to Justin. Today is Shelly Stafford's birthday of Baylor Volleyball. Former Shelly Fanning, now Shelly Stafford, the Big 12 champion Baylor volleyball team. Happy birthday to Shelly Stafford. Send her a note, or if you pass her, tell her happy birthday. Let's see. Who else? Wes Knoll at Baylor University. Today is Wes's birthday. And that's all I've got. Kind of a short list for me today. You have anybody to add to that?
Let me check. Let's see here. Probably not known. Let's see. I do not.
All right. Let me go back a couple I missed yesterday when I was out at Texas Aero doing part of the show. I missed Spanky Crawford, Keith Crawford at BSN Sports, formerly B&B Athletics. You folks know Spanky, and yesterday was his birthday, so I'm sorry I missed that yesterday. Jeremy McCarver, my neighbor up the street, it was Jeremy's birthday yesterday as well. And Robbie Jones here in Waco, yesterday was Robbie's birthday, so day late, but happy birthday. No less sincere, happy birthday to them. All right, so there's our day of the day, National Bubble Bath Day. A few birthdays to share with you. Hope you enjoyed hearing from Glenn Moore, Baylor softball coach. Again, the website is glennmooresoftballcamps.com. If you'd like to register as a coach for that clinic coming up on Friday at the Getterman Indoor Facility, probably weather permitting, some indoor, some outdoor for that clinic, and then the players' games out at Riverbend Park coming up on Saturday. That looks like the long-range forecast does look like rain on Friday, but by Saturday that should be gone and cooler, I think, after that rain, but should be okay weather-wise for that.
I know, I'd rather be out there playing in cooler weather than the heat. Because most of the time, think about it, like most of the time during softball and baseball season, it's brutal.
No question.
There's no way I'd want to be out there doing that.
No question at all. So remember that coming up this weekend. You heard a bit from Coach Matt Rule. You heard from Coach Scott Drew. And we're going to move out of here. Make room for Matt Mosley coming in next. Lord willing, we'll be back with you tomorrow at 9 a.m. Do appreciate you tuning in today. Thanks to Garrett Ross in the captain's chair. And now stay tuned. Matt Mosley, the Matt Mosley Show, is coming up next here on ESPN Central Texas.
We'll be back. There's no doubt. And we'll try to learn from this.